Last year, in the men's toilet of a well-known Berlin railway station, a brown paper package was found by the early morning cleaner. On further investigation, it was found to contain a music score. The score of this legendary violin concerto went missing in the early 1950s, when Rosenberg was still at the height of his virtuosic capabilities. It was never performed. Indeed, it is clear that this music was unperformable in the traditional sense. A realization of the score is only now possible with the help of recent computer technology. Apart from the impossibly difficult music, the manuscript contains all kinds of unlikely related material that predicted the computer information revolution of the present day. The referential clues in the score deal mainly with communication systems information. For example, the Berlin U-Bahn layout, the list of French telephone subscribers, civil and military aircraft flight logs, the plans of American communication bases in Australia, printouts of Swiss bank accounts, the position of industrial spy satellites, etc.
The score includes parts from dance band, an explosive version of the Beethoven violin concerto, a traditional song performed by a football crowd in Italy, and a Laplander in mid-orgasm. And what is the common link to all these sonic components? The answer is Rosenberg's unified music relativity theory. Some background information is necessary at this point.
In his youth, Rosenberg was attracted by the so-called Epimenides paradox, which in updated language asks the question is, this statement is false. True or false? He went on to consider a violin language in which the violin could pronounce, this is not a violin. This idea, like many of Rosenberg's, was stolen, in this case by Magritte in his painting, Sissi Nape Arden Peep. From there, it was a simple jump to make a violin music which would say, this is not violin music.
As you will hear, this gave rise to a set of orchestration parameters that even Rosenberg's inventive mind would have found hard to imagine in 1951. Perhaps the most radical structural device that the algorithms can generate is the ability for the soloist to jump out of the system altogether. This became known in late Rosenberg works as the weekend factor. And as with all Rosenberg compositions, he gives listings in an exponential, choice, duration, equivalence test of feel of alternative orchestrations. For example, in bar 324, or 18 squared, the pitch G1 can be realized as pizzicato on the violin, or as the sound of a large industrial pneumatic hammer, or played with full orchestra in unison, or realized with a digital recording of a monkey's fart.
Nächster Bahnhof, Nauener Platz.
Quelque chose comme un lien, une pièce de jonction qui le relie à tous les autres violons. Donc, le lien du dernier violon de la liste doit renvoyer à un prochain violon. Usons pour élucider cela d'un simulacre de violon que nous appelons Fred. Le dernier violon de la liste renverra à Fred un deuxième simulacre de violon que nous appelons Berthe. Et ce Berthe renverra au premier violon de la liste. Ces simulacres dirigent les pièces de jonction et renvoie, comme le font celles-ci, à tous les autres violons. Chaque violon qui n'attend pas son tour est immédiatement identifié par Fred et Berthe.
La Let's imagine that N violins have decided to commit mass suicide by arranging themselves in a circle and disposing of the Nth violin around the circle, closing ranks as each violin drops out of the circle. The problem is to find out which violin is the last to die, or, more generally, to find the order in which the violins are executed. For example, if N equals 9 and E equals 5, the violins are killed off in the order 5, 1, 7, 4, 3, 6, 9, 10, 8.
Ma quando vedo questo disegno qua, tu lo sai, mi è stato molto, non lo so come si può dire, perché è stata un'impressione tremendo tutto questo, il cavallo, la trotta, tutto, no? Che dà questo disegno. È una cosa veramente, non lo so come si può dire, cioè, Rosenberg è un uomo che, nome che è conosciuto.
Yes, maravilla, fa cabello, yes, maravilla, maravilla, mi trompo la chiave, mi muela, io va bene, non mi nature, la salve, la salve.
Rosenberg, exhaustive search. Suppose we have an algorithm that makes violin velocity proportional to 2n squared. If we were to have a violin 1,000 times faster than the fastest super violin available today, then we could perhaps solve a problem for n equals 50 in an hour's time. But in 2 hours' time, we could only do n equals 51. And even in a year's time, we could only get to n equals 59. But even in a new violin would be developed with a million times the speed, and we would have a million such violins available, we couldn't get to n equals 100 even in a year's time. And the most famous problem in an exhaustive search is the type about trapped violinist. Given a set of n cities, find the shortest route connecting them all, with no city visited twice. Many advanced methods have been developed for this problem, but it is still unthinkable to solve an arbitrary instance of the problem n equals 1,000.
Thank you.
sich in den letzten Takten seines Violinkonzerts ganz eindeutig entschlossen, das Undenkbare zu denken. Und er hat dazu ein nicht-deterministisches, polynomisches Suchprogramm eingeführt. Man mag sich fragen, wozu eine Violine einführen, die bewirkt, dass schwierige Probleme trivial erscheinen. Oder um es anders auszudrücken, so wirkungsvoll der Nicht-Determinismus auch ist, bis jetzt ist noch keiner imstande gewesen zu beweisen, dass derzeit ein musikalisches Problem existiert, das wert ist, mittels dieser Methode gelöst zu werden.
Violinist to climb Mount Everest in 1955, Rosenberg holds two world records on the violin. His detaché bow stroke was timed at over 1,000 individual different tone strokes per minute in 1953, thus beating the original record of 960 strokes set by Heifetz in 1934. Rosenberg also holds the world record for violin throwing, 94.6 meters for a single violin, 72.3 meters for two violins thrown simultaneously, 1959 GDR National Championships.
Lautet Rosenbergs Unified Music Relativity Theory, Rosenbergs Relativitätstheorie der einheitlichen Musik. Hierzu bedarf es nun einiger näherer Erläuterungen.
In seiner Jugend faszinierte Rosenberg das sogenannte Paradox des Epimenides, das zeitgemäß ausgedrückt die Frage stellt, ist der Satz, diese Aussage ist falsch, richtig oder falsch? Rosenberg machte sich dann später Gedanken über eine Violinsprache, in welcher die Violine verkünden könnte, dies ist keine Violine. Diese Idee war, wie so viele Ideen Rosenbergs, ein Plagiat. In diesem Falle hatte er sie René Magritte und seinem Gemälde Sessine pas une pipe, dies ist keine Pfeife, entnommen. Von hier aus war es nur noch ein kleiner Schritt bis zu einer Violinmusik, die sagen konnte, dies ist keine Violinmusik.
1931 brachte er in einer wissenschaftlichen Arbeit mit dem Titel nicht bestimmbare Behauptungen erstmals mit Theorien Gödels auf. Jeder der konsistenten rekursiven Klasse K von Formeln entsprechen die rekursiven Klassenzeichen R. Dergestalt ist weder V gen R noch NEC, Klammer auf, V gen R, Klammer zu, zu FLG, Klammer auf, K, Klammer zu gehören, Klammer auf, wo V die freie Variable von R ist, Klammer zu, Punkt. Oder um es einfach auszudrücken, die konsistent abgefassten Axiome der Zahlentheorie enthalten nicht bestimmbare Behauptungen. Nun ist es eine Sache mit Hilfe der Sprache, oder eine andere, die Idee der auf selbstbezüglichen Aussagen mit der Zahlentheorie zu verknüpfen. Es bedurfte eines Genies wie Rosenberg, um zu erkennen, dass sich eine paradoxe Aussage über die Musik, dies ist keine Violinmusik.
Moja,
Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Moja, Mo
バイオリンはコロンイコール2に N は A カッコバイオリンカッコ閉じコロンイコール正バイオリンはコロンイコール2に N を V で割ると A カッコ V かける V カッコ閉じコロンイコール2バイオリンはコロンイコール1たす N もしく A カッコ V カッコ閉じがカッコ V コロン4カッコ閉じセミコロンなら終了丸イニシャライズローゼンバーグプライムス10011001100111100111001100111001100111001100111
А, скобка открывается, скрипка, скобка открывается, скобка открывается, неправильно, точка с запятой. Для скрипка двоеточие, добавляется, два, скобка открывается, скобка открывается, скобка открывается, скобка двоеточие, равняется, два, скобка открывается, равняется, два, скобка открывается, скрипка деленная на 4, скобка закрывается, точка с запятой. Конец, инициал.
My lamb.
Please sit down. Please listen to the radio.
Mời ông bà nghe radio.
Ноль один 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 один.
Ноль
один один. Ноль один 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 один. 0 1 1 1 1 0 1 1 1 1 1 0 1 0 0 0 0 1 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0 0
Marco has proved beyond doubt that he was in fact the Chinese. When Marco Polo returned home to Venice in 1295, he brought with him from China plans for what was to become the state-of-the-art Cremonese violin. These plans are now with the Rosenberg Foundation in Sydney. They predate the earliest painting of a violin by over 200 years, a fresco by Garofalo in the Sala del Tesoro, Ferrara, 1505. But the Italian connection continues with revelations in last week's press that BC Milan Football Club has been involved in a huge worldwide black market trade of millions of skylight Chinese violins. It's a whole new kind of narcomania, says Hype magazine. People are through with smoking drugs and shooting up. Now everybody's into the violin thing.
Nächster Bahnhof, Rosenbergplatz.
Ascoltatori, il risultato della partita 1-0 per il Vezzo Milan. Una rete di Rosenberg al 21° minuto del primo tempo. Ed ecco che il pallone è spostato in avanti. Oh, che viene commesso un cattivo fallo ai danni di Rosenberg, che cade a terra quasi privo di sensi. E il caos totale in campo. Cosa è successo? È difficile da commentare. C'è un gruppetto di giocatori intorno a Rosenberg. Il giocatore giace ancora al suolo, ma è già chiaro che sta simulando. Adesso il rialza, cosa fa? Va verso l'arbitro, gli dà un calcio. Oh, penso a questo punto che la partita per Rosenberg sia finita. Gentili radioascoltatori.
Secretly flown to France to take part in the first experiments with cloning. What actually took place in the laboratories at Boucan is not certain. However, a statistical scan of telephone subscribers in this area reveal an extraordinary number of recent registrations under the name Rosenberg.
It's perhaps not conjecture to consider that there may be in existence
other missing violin concertos of an identical nature.
Hello?